If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The Creator Life is powered by the company Cebu, a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration all while getting things done. Check them out in their Mandaue branch or in one of their partner spaces in Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. Get 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass when you book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code CREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code CREATORLIFE5050. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. On with the show! So, kumusta naman ka?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Although, stress sad. Okay, balik na sad sa work. I'm back at work, so the stress is back.
Work? Is it the same job sa katong himong Japan nga
yep.
job?
Yep, it's the same one.
Nice.
Yeah. But
how's it go after all like the pandemic and everything?
I don't know what to feel about Cebu right now. Cebu's, I don't know if Cebu's okay or confused or yeah, I'd say Cebu is confused right now.
No, kay daghan gyapon kay cases bitaw. At one point, di ba, murag ni okay naman to, then murag ni balik na sad.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you allow people to just go out and do their usual Christmas and sinulog rituals. So, no. Yeah. I'm not surprised, although I'm sad, but I'm not surprised. So
I hope everyone is staying safe now.
Yeah. Like this time last year I'm in Japan and COVID was still starting out. Like the news was still not even the cruise ship in Japan. So didn't reach that point yet and now we're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
So hopefully this year is better. Hoping for a better year.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really hoping for a better year also for everyone.
Mm-mm.
And we don't have to lose any more people than we already did last year.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, it sounds so sad to start on this note, but that's the reality. That's the reality that we're facing right now, so it's nothing we can really do about that. So, okay, let's start the podcast in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julia and CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. My guest for this episode, probably one of the first ones since season 4. Wow, season 4 already? Huh, nuts. So, my guest for this episode, returning to the podcast, is Nikki Tumolak. She used to blog for Perspectives by Nikki, but then she's doing some other things now. She's still on her Instagram, though, so if you followed her there, you probably know what she's doing now. So, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again, Julian. It's great to have a chat with you after like that was 2 years ago, no?
Two years ago.
Yeah. Time flies. Yeah. But it's great to be back, and it's kind of weird to, you know, record a podcast via Zoom.
Yeah.
But I guess it's the reality, like you said, the reality.
Yeah, I can't just randomly go to where you are and record from the mountains. Although it would be nice to do that. Mm-hmm. Even though it would be kind of windy sometimes since it's outdoors and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I'm kind of dropping the ball and spoiling some of the topics we're gonna tackle. But anyway, let's do this. So, what have you been doing since then? Like, the last time we talked, it was like about what you were doing at the time. And wow, a year and a half, I would say, makes a big difference. So, what have you been doing since then?
If I were to look back, it's not that much of a difference if I were to like just really remember it at the top of my head. But as I'm living in the present moment now, I realize it's really very different from my life back then, when we had your first, when I was guesting at first in your podcast. But after that, I mean, I just went through with life, did my online job, did some creative stuff over Instagram and Facebook. I still continued to do that after. But then there was always the looming idea of coming back home because Cebu was getting too crowded for me and my sisters. So that was the plan. Eventually we materialized that plan. We moved back without even knowing that mahitabo de yung pandemic. So it was very timely. We moved back home, diri sa Negros, around February, exactly the 1st of February of 2019. Dayon lockdown happened March. So we were just really on time, in time. Nakaulit pa dyan me before the chaos happened. So we're so just grateful to be home when everything happened, because I cannot imagine what life would be if, you know, naapako din ha, and then coming home would be very difficult. So and that would actually, the pandemic and the lockdown actually inspired us to do some creative stuff. Me and my sisters, we've always dreamed of having or owning our own coffee shop. Ever since we were kids, we always fantasize about running our own business and running our own coffee shop. So with the little money we got from our jobs, so we pulled it through together, and we have this land inherited by my mom. So it's where we built our coffee shop now, sa Abante Pamplona. So that's how Sakada came about. So it's wild thinking about it, kay. We didn't expect we could do it 6 months after moving back home. So yeah, I think we were kind of very productive when lockdown was happening. We channeled all our boredom and, you know, frustrations of not being able to travel to creating Sakada, somewhere we can chill and share it with people who safely, since it's outdoor and it's very away from the city. So
like if I could go there, then my family would approve of going there since it's fully outdoor, because ever since the like we've kind of loosened up with how we dine out, but the one thing that stuck was we shouldn't eat like indoors, because you know most of them have aircon and that's how it spreads without you knowing. So I was listening to you while you were talking, and then it's like it seemed you wanted to forget 2020 because you said 2019.
Oh, 2020! Oh my gosh! I feel like 2020 pa karon. 2021, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I said, we all want to forget 2020.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
2020 day to we moved back 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, that seems like perfect timing in a way. It's like someone signaled you that you should go home at this time before everything goes to hell.
Yeah, it felt that way. We're like, pagka March kay, we were like really mind blown by everything that's going on all over the world and thinking about, you know, if wala pa mini uli, it would be a different story because, you know, my parents would be worried, we'd be apart, and I don't know unsa ang life diha when lockdown happened. So, diba, it's hard to get groceries at first because we're in lockdown. So, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Pretty hard, yeah.
So, how is it there? Was it actually easier to move around there, or was it as strict or probably stricter there ba? How is it?
It's strict as well. Katong first few weeks or months of lockdown was very strict. We couldn't leave our own towns. But it's the same thing implemented, like two family members can only leave to get groceries. And then they required kanang pass. So barangay pass something. Mm-hmm. To go out, and then there are checkpoints everywhere. So it was really very strict. But then, you know, in the comforts of your own home, you have your parents. Sometimes mapamper pa jud ka in a way. So that was easier for us to do with family, I guess. So it would be hard if, you know, you're away worrying about your family far away. So it was definitely stricter, but I would say it was bearable because I was with my family. So we all worked together to make it a little less more stressful for each one. But there are definitely trying times because I haven't been home for like 10 years with my parents, and moving back home, that was my challenge. Seeing them every day, adjusting as an adult with your parents every day. So that was an adjustment period for me and my sisters. But definitely, it was good to be home when your parents are, you know, getting older. And then it's a whole different ballgame from being just in Cebu, being alone and independent. So it has its challenges as well.
Kapoy said magsigig independent all the time. You get tired. You get tired of it eventually.
I loved it. Yeah, but I probably miss you know, the independence, kanang your own space. Because it's different when parents see you sometimes, you know, especially sa atong culture, when you leave, like, asa man ka? What time ka mauli?
True.
Stuff like that. But my parents are very open. So they're very supportive with whatever we do. So okay, ramapun. But it's just 10 years of not being home always. We're lisod lang sometimes si adjust. Lockdown pa jud. So in your face, give me tanan.
Like literal no choice.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Like different. Like when I was in Japan, it was really different. Than just like you just look after yourself basically. But like you can do whatever you want. I mean, whatever you want, in the sense that, you know, you still have your dignity and your everything with you, and not necessarily, you know, whatever you want. Because, you know, sometimes when you think of whatever you want, you go to different places. But, you know, there's still limits in a sense, like within you.
Of course. But
it's really different, I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, talking about Sakada, I've actually been following through the process, like you guys instructing. Mm-hmm. Like I was just looking in IG because, you know, I love IG even more than Facebook. But
yeah.
So I've been just browsing through the stories over the months, and it's like maka-inspire, it's very inspiring to see you actually achieving the dream of opening your own coffee shop. So how did it feel when it finally manifested itself before your eyes?
Yes. Well, thank you for following our journey. That means a lot to us, especially katong mga earlier supporters when we started. So that's very inspiring for us as well. It was very fun and stressful creating it, but I guess you have to put in the work for you to, you know, reach your dreams. So it's surreal. Sometimes me and my sisters, we always talk about 5 months pa ba mi karon. So we always talk about how we got to this point. And it was not that easy. There was a lot of challenges that we had to overcome, personally, family, relationship-wise. Everything was a different level of kanang paningkamot, I would say, but it was all worth it. We did everything, like me and my sisters, we worked corporate, but yeah, so we don't have backgrounds of business because we've always worked corporate, so wala. So when we came home, from designing the building to construction to buying the materials and stuff, we did all of that. So if you can just imagine doing that in a time of the pandemic, where we were also making sure that finances weren't being wasted. That was a very unpredictable time, diba? We didn't know if we could keep our jobs, what's going to happen in the next few months, if people were going to, who's going to go to the cafe if it's, you know, COVID. So everything was really a risk, I would say. But we were willing to take that risk with the support of our parents. You know, emotionally, they were like, they've always supported us ever since we were kids. We were made to believe that everything we put our minds to, we can achieve. So growing up, we always had that mindset. After every idea, we follow through and make it happen. So it's just that there's three of us now, so probably that's why it manifested faster, sakada, I mean. But it was very tough gathering all our finances to put that up. Materials we had to learn, what materials to buy, which one is better, a few arguments about the design, how we want it to look like. So yeah, it was definitely a collective effort, but it wouldn't be that monumental for us if it weren't the challenging times that we overcame, especially kanang construction. That was really hard for us because we go motumi sa bukid every day, and I still have my job. I still work online right now, but from full time, I requested to part time. So in fairness, but ako employers, they are very kind. They still didn't want me to quit my job, so gi approve ako nilag part time now. But I sleep deprived all the time because we had to go to Dumaguete, buy this, buy that, and then make sure nga, you know, it's hard to trust people, especially here. Mangita ka og carpintero to do the stuff that you really want, because if dili kabalo or if it's not very skillful, hugaw ang paghimo sa building, and we're very particular with the itty-bitty details of the
nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm. Nitty-gritty, yeah. So, that the selection process of the people, the staff, we did everything from the get-go. So right now, if you look at Sakada, if you talk about Sakada, I would say confidently saying ako balujan mi everything about it, because we were there from day one. So we're just so happy na people enjoy it. People who go there actually get our vision that it's just a really small coffee shop. Meant for people who want to de-stress, enjoy nature, and just have a good meal or a good cup of coffee from the in the mountains, Marinana. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, I can tell you're there because like I hear wind.
Yeah. I'm actually home right now, pero mo ato pa dito in a
way. Okay. Huh. I almost thought it's like, hey, is that wind or something?
Electric fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, understandable. But then, like, it's very inspiring, no? I don't know how you guys would be able to do it if the pandemic wasn't really a thing. Because, mm-hmm. you know,
true.
It's probably gonna be sort of different. I'm not sure. I can't really imagine how things would be like if, you know, 2020 was just another year.
Yeah.
But then, you know, 2020 had to go and show itself off to the world and mm-hmm. look now. Yeah. So I'm really happy that you got to do it. And there, it's there. Yeah, I wish I could go, but you know, it's still COVID, so you can't just randomly travel like yeah. we used to, you know.
Unfortunately. But I'm sure you will really love it there. If you like nature, if you like the quiet, you will definitely love it there.
Yeah. The city's tiring sometimes. So, you know, you need to get away from all the buildings and the lights mm-hmm. and So, have you ever experienced like burnout when creating content? Was there a point where like makaingon ka na, ah, so kapoy na? Or like, murakag, it's like all the ideas were squeezed out from your brain and then so you can't just think about anything?
Yes. Yeah. Most of the time, especially katong when we just opened. So part of me was also like, I was a bit sad to let go of my Nikki in Wonderland platform. I have to admit, I haven't been creating content anymore. Like, I also turned my Instagram account to private now. Kind of, because I couldn't just create content anymore because I'm running the business now. So it's a different thing that I'm doing. So it's more of personal na lang yun ako ang Instagram account. So that was quite hard for me to let go at first, but then I reconciled with the fact that this is a different, I'm in a different stage right now. So that's fine. Creating content for Sakada is very interesting because I'm doing it with my sisters and we always brainstorm on what we want to say. You know, it's different when you, it's already an entity itself. It's not like a personal thing. So we want to have communications in Sakada. We want it to be some sort of a way, you know. So that was part of the adjustment. We had to reconcile what we want, what the other sister wants, with this and that. And to create the content, like how we want images to look like, how we want photos. And it kind of was a bit easy in that aspect. Because ako nakasulay naman jud ko anong Instagram, how it works, unsay mo viral gamay na photo, what ticks people, what clicks with people. So it was easy, but the burnout part is doing it probably every day because we have to stay relevant, especially right now na we are new. So creating content na people would see and would generate organic followers and organic customers because that's what you want, diba? So creating a brand in itself is very hard and content comes along with it. So we do get burnout. But what we do is since we close every Mondays, we really make sure that we don't think about Sakada. We usually go to some other resorts, especially right now na pwede na maka-travel gamay sa Duma. We unwind to refresh, to restart, and then pag Tuesday, back on track na po. So we write down our marketing efforts, what we want this month to look like, what communication we need to make for that specific marketing strategy. And then when it's kanang hapit na siya ng date, like probably goal setting yun siya. Like you write down what you need to accomplish this month and then create a content around that and then be guided. So digital pungan, burnout is really
real.
The burnout, it's real, yeah. Sometimes nothing comes out, like unsa man akong ikuan, unsa akong isulat ani, unsa man atong need nga i-produce nga picture ani who should we take a photo of, and you just don't have to force it. If dili gyud siya, if your brain is not working, if it doesn't come out, don't force it. Okay, it will look crappy and half-assed. So we always make sure now we take a step back and then reset, and then come back probably after a day. Ugma na na, okay, we cannot come up with an idea right now, so we can probably do it tomorrow. So yeah, so far that's the that's actually the most challenging part. You know, planning a whole year of activities, because we don't want it to be just a boring, you know, boring cafe where wala lang normal lang siya. We want it to be something like people can relate to, not just like it's just a coffee shop. It's something like people think about when, you know, they're out and about. Like, oh, when they remember Sakada, they remember probably positive things. So stuff like that. It's more of a branching out, kumbaga, right?
Like, the funny thing is about dealing with your own brand, because it's not about you anymore.
Yes.
It's about the brand. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you have your personal feelings, your personal thoughts, but it can't just be that anymore. You have to focus on what's your goal for that brand and not necessarily for you. Because, you know, with...
Definitely.
Finally, probably an advantage is you get to keep... You get your some of your self back in a way.
Yes.
Because, you know, once you always put yourself out there, it's like you're giving it... You're putting out more of yourself. But then with with brands or something like that, you get to pull back and... find the space you need for yourself in a way. And it's not just you anymore, it's like there are three of you, if I'm not mistaken. So it's gonna be at least it's not gonna be like just one of you heavy lifting everything.
We're all doing it together, as in like equal efforts with this project. And it, like what you said, it's no longer about us. So we don't want na, we want to make sure na when people think of Sakada, they don't think of the three of us. Like we need to, you know, eliminate that katuman na silang sisters. I mean, that would be nice, but Sakada is like a different Gwangicha brand. So we don't want it, we don't want to be too much visible in it, though that would be awesome when people recognize among efforts to make it beautiful. But we want to create it as if it's the people's, Marina. It's how it's relatable to people, right? It's just somewhere they can chill, somewhere they can unload stress. So
nice. I'm curious if you're planning to grow coffee there, because, you know, you're in a somewhat, you're in the mountain. So, like, it's not, it's kind of more conducive to grow stuff there compared to, like, random backyard in the back of your house or something like that. So, I don't know. Because, you know, that you get to think about that, like, rather than, like, you know, importing all the time. Like with coffee, it's either you grow it yourself or you import from like various places, siguro. So yeah, I don't know. Something
at
I
the
thought.
Definitely we want to do that probably in the future, but at the moment we know that's not yet a visible plan at the moment. So currently, we're actually building our, I'm not sure if you've seen my stories or Sakada stories, but we're building our viewing deck across the cafe. So since we're only accepting 20 guests at a time, daghan kaming mabalibaran, and it's not an easy travel, like layo bayad jud siya. So sometimes we really feel bad when people cannot dine in when they go there kung wala sila reservations. So that's why we made it a priority to open the viewing deck probably hopefully by the first week of Feb, so that people who don't want to dine in or wala naka-reserve, dili masayang ilang trip, they could always take photos of viewing deck, which is also a very nice view over there. It's a different feel. So that's where we're going. Definitely, we want to grow coffee, other mga crops, and ana to para mo dako among farm nga aspect kay cafe and farm. Right now, the farms aspect is not very kuan pa developed. So we're more of among way forward at the moment is how to cater more customers, because really it's growing. People really want to go there. Daghan kaming mabalibaran. So among gusto is probably expand a little bit more in the kitchen so that the kitchen team can accommodate lots of orders, and then tables. So expansion basically before we can move on with probably coffee or other farming idea.
It's always fun to experiment with coffee. Like,
yeah, especially it's
something very like you think of it as just something to keep you up, but like it's more than that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
yeah, as in if you're a coffee lover, yeah, that would be a very interesting thing to explore, Jude, on coffee. At the moment we don't even have a coffee machine yet, so mopo na siya mong plan down the line, probably second or third quarter of this year, hopefully makakuan me, because right now we're offering only brewed coffee. So we're studying the audience, the customers. And currently, people here, I don't know if it's a town thing. Unlike in Cebu, we should kanang palit na gid mi daag coffee machine, but then advisan mi sa mong parents nga, no, kanang it's a different customer base din he, because probably in Cebu, daghan jud kaayong mag-coffee. People are like coffee lovers. You should like gauge if people really want to go there for coffee, or people daghan bang magpangita og mga different kinds of coffee. And they were right. People don't really look for other kinds of coffee. Ang mahalin kaayo gani namo is just the native coffee, which comes from sa ilang breakfast meal. But seldom, not really seldom, but only a few are makayon ko nga dedicated coffee lovers, good. So it wouldn't be smart at the moment to expand more on coffee.
That's
definitely
true.
I mean, coffee lovers, kay mis akong sisters, we really want to do that.
Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Hopefully.
And to be fair, Starbucks just arrived in Dumaguete like
a year,
2 years ago. Yeah,
I think 2 years.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
So nice, just, ba yeah?
Yeah. Nasuya ko eh. Like when I saw it, it's like, oh crap, it looks nice. Yeah. Probably. Have I? Yeah, probably in the future.
Definitely. Yeah, we really want to explore the coffee business.
Siguro if people are more open to that. Okay, to be fair, bago pa lang ang Starbucks in the area, so who knows. So we've come to the point of the podcast where you get to ask me questions, and yeah, right now it's like this used to be the part where I like surprised the guests, but now I actually include it in the list of topics, because like I don't want dead air. So as much as possible, like, okay, you can ask me anything. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so go for it.
Ask you anything. How is your podcast doing? Like from the time that, what has changed, I guess, from the time that, you had me on your podcast up until now. What are the changes? I mean, what are the positive changes you've noticed? What are the challenges? And how do you see yourself growing your platform probably in the next year or two, given the pandemic? So.
Yeah. So it was a good thing I tried doing online podcasts well before this, the situation we're in now, which is the pandemic. It's a good thing I've tried it before, because otherwise I would like be kind of hesitant to do it online, because up until last season, I did it mostly in person, because it's always good to see the person you're talking to in the first place. But now I've gotten a sense of comfort to just do it online. Mainly it's because it's actually more comfortable for the person in the other side to not show their face in camera at all. And it's actually not as awkward to meet the person. Although that still varies with the person I'm talking to, of course. So yeah, that's one big change I've had. Another one is, let's just say, I've been focusing on creatives again. Like, yeah. I've gotten less people from, like, let's say, business side. Although they're still there, but it's getting less because, you know, it's pretty weird to ask businesses to, talk about their business in a time where people are having a difficult situation with the pandemic. So probably weird to invite more of them. So maybe now, but I'm not really sure with that, because like it's better to talk to like people who are going through the pandemic themselves rather than like as a business.
Yeah,
it let's face it, most businesses at that time were like not really trending downwards, I would say. Like, well, except tech companies, because those are going up and up. So, that one. For me, maybe this year, I'm planning to up the quality game in terms of audio and in terms of how I do the episodes also. I'll probably shorten them, mainly because sometimes it gets too dragging and too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like they go over an hour, so probably I'll really enforce the 1 hour max and get used to like shorter episodes, because I think if it's too long, then maybe people won't they will stop in the middle. But I see some episodes, and even the long ones get good engagement, in the sense that they're still listening to it. Yeah,
nice. And go ahead.
Probably now really think about monetizing the podcast like properly, like how I would do sponsor spots, how I would do that. So because of the pandemic, I haven't really gotten back into doing that part properly, because pandemic, also hard to like just randomly ask people to like if you sponsor or not, because it's
true,
really
everyone
hard.
Yeah.
So that's all I could say for this year, the podcast. I haven't really planned it out fully, but hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I would have planned it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Nice. So
that's basically it.
Yeah, good things ahead. I hope, everything you mentioned and your goals, you can follow through them. I'm sure you can. Hopefully, given that the situation with the pandemic is going to get better, I hope so.
I hope so. And then, like, for me, I think if we get that Olympics this year, then maybe it's a sign that things are getting better, but I don't know. I still don't know.
Yeah. It's very unpredictable.
Some places are dealing with it better than others. So,
yep.
We'll see. We'll see about that, because as the situation unfolds, we'll know full well if we could get back to at least some sense of normalcy. I don't expect things to get like completely back to normal. We will be keeping stuff that we acquired last year. So, we'll see. Yeah, I hope they don't like randomly remove the sanitizers around. Because they just like in the malls, they would like put a lot of sanitizers around. Although to be fair, they're starting to be ignored. I'm not sure though. So things like that. Yeah. So you have any more questions, or was that the only one? It's like you pulled. Questions.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to know in when it comes to your platform. What are your plans? So I guess you've answered it.
Yeah. To be fair, I still have my tech blog, which I'm still torn of whether I should do a tech podcast. I actually, to be honest, I was planning to stop doing this podcast. But yeah, I decided that I still want to be able to talk to people about their lives as a creative. Yes. So that's why it's still here. But yeah, I'm still debating whether I should do a tech podcast or not, since, you know, tech is everywhere.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Why not? But it has to be. Yeah. I just have to plan it out, though, because, like, it's tech where pretty much anyone can just randomly talk about it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see about that. Yeah. So, I guess this is it for the episode. Do you have anything else to add before we end this?
No, it's been great catching up with you and, you know, sending positive and good vibes all the way. Hopefully, the situation gets better, and just wishing you good luck to your future endeavors. So, yeah.
Hearing that sounds like when someone is asked when someone is, I think, fired. So, like, they randomly just say that we wish you well in your future endeavors. It sounds so weird. Like, I'm just so used to that notion. It's probably an aspect. It's an aspect specific to them. Like, when you hear that line, it's so like, it's one of my.
It's standard. Do you think it's a standard spiel that people use to fire people?
No, it's probably that industry that I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah, I know you mean well. It's not. I was just thinking of that in a funny way. So, yeah. So, yeah. I guess we should end this episode. So, thank you so much, Nikki, for being in this episode of The Creator Life. Hope you guys enjoyed this fun little talk of ours about how we're dealing with this pandemic and how somehow she was able to put up a business with her sisters, which is nuts. If you think about it, it's nuts during a pandemic. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, it just got lucky probably. But no, I wouldn't want to say it's luck. It wasn't easy, definitely, but you just have to put your heart and mind to it and believe that it's going to happen. And yeah, just overcome obstacles, basically, and live in the present moment more. That's what my mantra is. So it won't be too overwhelming.
Mm-mm, yeah, that's true. But to be fair, it's like life still has some luck in it. It's not like zero luck. It's there.
Yeah, I mean, your own luck, I guess.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like when you're not lucky at this, it may mean something else for you. It may not be like, oh, you're unlucky or something. It may mean something else. So it's up to you how you deal with it, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So anything to plug before I end the episode?
Well, nothing much. I just wish to anyone who's listening, I just want to say that, you know, these are trying times, definitely, but if you have a dream, if you have an idea, I think right now is the perfect time to test it out, because people are very open-minded at this point, because anything can happen. So a single obstacle doesn't mean that your idea is wrong or your idea is not gonna happen. So just really fuel your fire, that's it. And if you're able to visit our cafe, we would love to have you there at Sakada. It's located in Abante, Pamplona, Negros Oriental. So if you have audiences who are from Negros, hopefully they can come and visit us. They can message our Facebook page to book their reservation. If they're from Cebu, hopefully the borders open easily so that travel is, you know, a little easier for you guys to come. But yeah, we looking forward to see some friends from Cebu as well. Over,
yeah. I'm really hoping to visit there because I miss the Magete and coffee shops are nice. I always like discovering new coffee shops that are not the standard fare.
Yep. I also miss doing that there in Cebu. I miss the food and the coffee in Cebu. That's one thing I really miss.
So many coffee shops here. So
many. I know.
So many. Like they're like
so many new coffee shops. No? Yeah.
There's like one that opened like late last year. So it's like, what? You still opened a coffee shop in the pandemic? Okay. That's nice.
Katong koan, I've seen pictures. Charlie's Cup. Nice lagi kaayo. I don't know if you've been, but I think it's...
I don't go out as much anymore.
It's very nice. Grabe, nice.
Okay, that's about it for this episode. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talking about our experiences and our lives as creatives. So, podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally. My account is not private, so it's at Julian CB. That's JULLIANSIBI. There's a reason why it's public, because the private stuff are not there. So I'm fine with it. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. And until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone. The pandemic's still out there. Bye!
Bye.
Bye.